from Foxley. Yvonne Sampson, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mido. How are you? Good morning, boys.
Morning, Vonster.
Morning, Vonnie.
Have you got a... What was the horse you tipped at? Oh, forgot. At $34 for the slipper a few years ago?
Kiyomichi.
No, I knew it started with K.
Kiyomichi.
So we've been riding that one for a few years now, haven't we?
Yes, yes. Well, we do have an Uncle Laurie tip. I'm going to have to dig back into my phone. But yes, we do have something for this weekend, so stay tuned. But how good's the racing at this time of year? And the rugby league's never looked better. I don't know. It's a good time to be a sports fan.
Oh, it's as good as it gets. Middle of the autumn carnival. And how about the storylines in rugby league? So many this week and this game tonight. Can't wait for it. Let's wrap what we saw last night, though. And in the grand final rematch, 34-12, Penrith over the Broncos, Brian To'o and Isaac Tungo with doubles, Nathan Cleary in his own world, outstanding. But certainly the big incident happened early. And we heard a new one, I reckon, from the referee in regards to Taylor May and the clash with Reece Walsh, Vonnie, which is going to be well talked about. And we look to see what happens when the charge sheet comes out today as well.
Yeah, it'll be the most anticipated email ever. I mean, to hear Jared Sutton say Taylan didn't bend his back, I think that made all of us think, well, then it's not an accident. Do you know, if you put that caveat on, if he rushed up out of the line, he had no control, it didn't appear to look like he was attempting to make a tackle, there was no wrapping of the arms, and as the referee said, no bending of the back, then that's pretty much illustrating that you've come out as a deliberate hit. Now, we all know it was a bit of an accident. It was an accidental head clash. Reece Walsh now with a suspected fractured eye socket, which incidentally he did last year and took about 4 weeks on the same eye socket. So, look, I think Taylan, it was a really awful incident to happen so early in the game. And I have to say, last week we saw something similar with Penrith, and they hit Bailey Simonson in the opening few minutes up against Parramatta, and Bailey didn't pass his HIO either. He's still out this week. So Penrith were able to run heaps of traffic down that left edge. So Tungor and Taruva just went berserk. And as we saw last night, Tungor again outstanding, and Brian To'o, because they were trying to scramble. They put Stags over on the left, and then To'o went crazy. But yeah, look, it's as a Broncos fan, and I know the text line's going to light up and say, "Oh, you one-eyed Queenslander! Oh,
yeah,
you know, put your other head on, Vonnie, blah blah blah." And that's fine. That's completely fine. I'm happy to cop that. But I think we would have to have a sensible conversation about the motive of Taylan May and why it was executed in such a manner. Because the way he rushed up just didn't look like he was attempting to make a tackle at all.
Vonster, if it's not Reece Walsh, are we having the same conversation?
It puts a different context on it, doesn't it? Yeah. And I think, you know, Clarkie, do you remember... I think Kalen Ponga came up for this sort of attention early last year as well. And the fullbacks do get a bit isolated. And, of course, you're looking for the number one game breaker, and you put a bit of pressure on him and you move up on him quick and don't give him any space. And, I understand all that. But, yeah, of course, it is a different conversation because it's Reece Walsh. And then, without Reece Walsh, without Adam Reynolds, without Payne Haas, Broncos just... they weren't able to adjust. They had no game plan outside of those three being off the field. So let's put an asterisk beside that result and just politely put no adequate players available for Brisbane. But, I think it's the match review committee are going to have a look at it, and they will, and without the Brisbane bias that comes from Vonnie.
Interesting, Vonnie. I don't think you got too many supporters on our text line, just quietly.
No, they'll be coming for me big time. That's all right. It's okay.
The Bronco, Kevin Walters, how concerned? And how concerned are you, Vonnie? I mean, Payne Haas is out for, 6 weeks? Reece Walsh, I mean, their fingers crossed if it's a fractured eye socket.
Oh, it's 4 to 6 for sure.
Yeah, that's trouble. Adam Reynolds, you always, you're crossing your fingers as far as his body's concerned at the moment. How concerned should Kevin Walters be about his club's predicament at the moment? Or, let's face it, it's round 3. No need to press the panic button here.
I haven't been that impressed by the Broncos so far this year. No. I think they were... a little bit underdone in Vegas. They weren't great last week. And potentially, given what they were able to achieve last year, they probably just thought it was all going to happen again this season. And you can forgive them for that. They're a young playing group. They thought, oh, we'll just turn up and do the same thing and we'll get the same result. But it doesn't. There's no guarantee that you'll have the success. There's no guarantee you'll get back to the grand final. And certainly, you know, that they spoke about, oh, we're not going to talk about the grand final and we're not speaking about that. And what happened on October 1st in 2023 is a day that we'll put behind us. Well, that's between me and my therapist, just quietly, because it's a day I'll never forget. But, you know, you can play all those mind games. But at the end of the day, there was a lot of hard work and a lot of execution and a lot of luck, you have to say, that goes into getting to that premiership game. And I think it's a good lesson for these young Broncos. They're going to have to do it tough. And I think psychologically too, when Payne isn't on the field, they probably are guilty of thinking, oh, well, that's a bit of an excuse, you know, because they're so used to his superhuman efforts and his metres and his carries, and they get used to that being in their game. So when he's not there, they might give themselves a bit of an easy out and say, well, you know, we don't have Payne, so it'll be all right, boys. We'll just try our best. But we know they're in the market for a forward. They are a bit short there. You know, the boys tried, but yeah, it just wasn't. They are just short on a big body there, so they've got the checkbook out. They're looking, but yeah, I don't know, it might be a lean couple of, well, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks for the Broncos, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Fonny, we're all pumped for the rivalry game tonight. Roosters, Rabbitohs. What have you made of the drama at Redfern this week?
Well, what about Jason Demetrio yesterday?
Yeah, spicy,
refused,
wasn't it?
To explain. Absolutely refused. Just said, it's none of your business, to be quite honest, his reasoning behind dropping Lachlan Ilias. He spoke in depth to his halfback. He said, look, it's a step sideways so that we can move forward again. And just said basically to the media, get over it. It's not that dramatic, just picking a different 17. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Dean Hawkins, who's New South Wales Cup Player of the Year last year, Randwick born, Matraville Tiger raised. And you have to say, this is not his Bunnies debut, but this would have to be the biggest match of his young career. And look, South have got to get out of their own way. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Jack Whiten. I ran into him in Vegas. He was very disappointed to not be able to be part of the Bunnies so far this season. It's going to be, I mean, this rivalry, Roosters and Rabbitohs, this is like why families watch this rivalry in different rooms. You know, this is why neighbours don't talk to each other this week. It's so good. It's the oldest rivalry in the game. Two foundation clubs. It's got the history, it's got the hatred, and it's got Jared Weir-Hargreaves' 300th match. And the biggest challenge for Jared, and I absolutely love him, is that he's got to stay on the field because he can overcook it. He can overcook it, and this is a big occasion. So the eyes might be rolling back, and JWH just might get a little bit up on his toes for this one. But, I can't wait. This will be a fantastic game.
I was a Brookie last Sunday. I just can't get over how long he warms up for.
Oh, he stalks the sideline. He stalks the sideline. You watch him.
Oh.
He's like just right next to that white chalk, and he sort of looks over on what's going on in the field of play, and like he's intimidating just looking at him on the sideline.
Incredible.
Vonnie, what's the story with Zach Lomax? I feel like we spoke about him all pre-season. We're into the season. We're still talking about him.
You know what? I love Ben Hunt. I love him so much, but he's honest to a fault. So Ben Hunt comes out and goes, oh, yeah, no, I know Zach doesn't want to be here, but he's not unhappy. He just wants to leave.
Wow.
So make of that what you will. So, I mean, Zach clearly doesn't want to be on the wing. So he's seeking out other options. He's seeing what other clubs can offer him, but he's not unhappy. And look, he's round one. He was the winger of the round, you'd have to say. And my husband, who's a mad dragon, was saying insane things like he's going to play wing for Origin. And it's good. I love to see Zach play like that because he's such a good player. But then when your skipper comes out and goes, oh, yeah, no, he's not happy. I mean, he is happy here, but he wants out. It's a bizarre rhetoric to have around the Dragons. It's disappointing for the Dragons. I think they just don't need that. They're trying so hard to build something that matters this year, and Flanagan will put that edge into them when we saw that in round one. But, to be back at Cogra this weekend, they're hoping it's going to be a big crowd up against the Cowboys. The Red V roller coaster, they want to steady the ship just a little bit because they look like world beaters a couple of weeks ago and then just absolute spuds last week. So let's see that this weekend at Jubilee Oval, they can do something that they can build a little bit of consistency because the Cowboys, they came out of that Golden Point shootout in Townsville. Now they're chasing three straight wins. They'll be up and about too. So, you know, the Zach Lomax thing, you just don't need that sort of stuff bubbling around your club when you're trying to move forward in a really positive way.
Can you just paint the picture of your household about 7:30 last Sunday night then?
Oh, but so with 20 minutes to go, Chris always goes and puts his jersey on and goes and puts his hat on. So he's always dressed in his Dragons kit. And he just does it without warning.
What do you mean, like to go to bed or to watch the game?
No, to watch the game. And
he puts his jersey and his hat on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He goes and puts the full kit on. I know. So he comes out, he's fully dressed. So he's sitting on the lounge, he's fully dressed. And it goes really badly, right? And then with 20 minutes to go, he throws the hat at the TV and goes, "I'll put maths on. I've had enough."
Put maths on.
Yeah. So we ended up watching the commitment ceremony of maths.
With his jersey on.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd do the. I like to put the gear on, but have a jumper over the top. And depending how the game's going, if it's going well, you take the jumper off and you're loud and proud.
You're sweating every game. You hadn't taken it off for 5 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Says me, who owns the wooden spoon.
Two of them.
Yeah. Third on its way by the sound of things.
Are you coming to Leichhardt? This weekend?
No, come on. I'm not coming till we win. When we start winning, I'm a true supporter. When we start winning, I'll be there.
Leichhardt will be extinct by the time that happens.
well, you know what, Vonnie? There's still a few vacancies on that West Tigers board at the moment. They're still trying to fill a few vacancies.
Yeah,
so we
look in a different direction.
We never know what can happen there.
No, we do know.
Just on the Cameron Munster situation, Vonnie, Cameron Smith with a little hot mic comment was picked up yesterday. I think people within rugby league know that Cameron Munster's injury might be a little bit more serious than what was first thought. What are you hearing about Cam Munster and how long he might be out of that Storm team for?
Yeah, so this is my worst nightmare, and I'm sure everyone who works in and around microphones has had a bit of a gut check moment where you're like, were we on? Did that go to air? It wasn't surprising because Craig Bellamy has pretty much come out and said this already, is that they are pretty bamboozled about the recovery. And even Cam Munster has said, one day it feels good, the next day it feels bad. So there's no consistency in the recovery of this groin. What's the one up from a groin? It's some pubis.
Osteotis pubis. Yeah. That's what he's got.
Is that what he's got? Is that what it sounds like?
Yes.
Well, then that's a long and complicated recovery.
But can't you inject it? Can't you local anaesthetic it to play? Like a number of players in a number of sports have played a season with it. So I don't understand why he's not getting it injected.
Maybe too early in the season to take those risks. They might try and nurse him through for a little bit. I don't know.
Mm. We need a doctor.
Yeah, and don't look this way.
Call the NRL physio.
If in doubt, I'm all for a needle. If in doubt, inject it. That's my theory on life.
Yvonne Sampson from Fox League joining us. And Vonnie, we've got a nice little entree tonight across the ditch as well on Fox League from 6 o'clock. It is sold out in Christchurch. The Warriors, who are 0-2, who suffered the most... what type of defeat you would call it? With Xavier Coates scoring that just magical try in the corner last Saturday night in Melbourne, up against a Raiders side which couldn't win a game, couldn't put anyone away last year, have won their first two games of the season 13+. I'm just seeing as well, it's being reported over in New Zealand that the Warriors assistant coach Richie Agar has confirmed that Wade Egan won't return, and that is a big blow for them. We know sort of the guile and the impact he has on that side. But this is a really good game for a side that's desperate in the Warriors and the Raiders, who have had a great start to the season, Vonnie.
Oh, the Raiders are on top of the ladder for the first time since 2005. That's unbelievable. And they were written off so badly by most people, saying, well, they're going to no doubt drop out of the eight and they might even get the spoon and Ricky's got no one to work with. But like Ethan Strange and Jamal Fogarty, they've lifted in the shadow of Jack Whiten. And Ricky's kept it really simple and it's been hugely effective. They also get Elliot Whitehead back for the first time this year. So their captain's back. They're ready to head across to New Zealand. As you mentioned, it is a sold-out game at Christchurch. This sold out weeks ago, by the way. And the poor old Warriors, I mean, they were sitting around. I had a full page, like we were seconds away from a famous victory, which is very rare for the Warriors in Melbourne over the Storm. And I had a whole page of questions for Sean Johnson and, you know, like we're ready to go. And Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, what a return. And then all of a sudden, Xavier Coates goes into the stratosphere and does what I think is probably one of the best match winners we've ever seen. And the poor old Warriors fans are sitting around going, why us? Why did you do it against us? We had that. That was in the bag. So, look, Xavier's tries have eclipsed everything. But the Warriors have, look, they let that round one go and against the Sharks, and they were really disappointed about that. Last week, I think there's not much we could have done against Xavier Coates. But they've got a really good chance tonight in this early game on a Friday. And up against the Raiders won't, well, with the greatest of respect, the Raiders don't have a Xavier Coates-esque thing that could go wrong. You know, it would be a miracle if something like that happened on the bell for them. So, yeah, the Warriors have a really good chance to get their first win of the year. And, look, they're not panicking, but they probably want to be... They want to get a little bit of momentum because the early hits and misses in this season, because the season sort of moves up on you pretty quick. And then you look back and you go, well, look at the ledger. Where are we sitting? Why, you know, that's why the Raiders are up on top. They've made every post a winner so far. So, yeah, the Warriors have got a really good chance. I've tipped them because I think they're at home. This is probably the best shot so far this year.
Parramatta Manly's the other game, isn't it, on Sunday afternoon. What a game this is going to be. And Manly, what a start to the season they've had as well. And Parramatta, despite the loss to Penrith last week, it still looked pretty impressive over the opening fortnight. Vonnie, how do you expect this one to play out?
Yeah, I really like the Eels. And let's not forget, they were up by two at halftime over Penrith last week. And I love it when these two play. Like, you know, it just gives Fox a chance to run out all those old Tui's ads. You know, here we go again. Manly apparent. So good. Like, you just, it just sort of stirs something in you know, the rugby league blood of ours. And, yeah, look, the Sea Eagles, they've been exceptional too from two, like, DCE, Ruben Garrick, Luke Brooks, they've all been sterling so far. Tom Trbojevic is a man possessed. If you have a look at his stats the last fortnight, he is up and about. He's leading from the front. He's looking for so much work. He's got major meters. And I think Ola Kawatu has been one of the monsters to start 2024. He's been so good. So, look, Manly are obviously the form team. I really like Parra. I think there's something about CommBank Stadium. It'll be a big atmosphere on a Sunday afternoon, this old rivalry. Mitch Moses, Dylan Brown, Clint Gutherson. I think they're going to deliver something special. So I've tipped the Eels.
What are you tipping in the slipper, Vonnie?
Oh, well, I mean, Storm boys and everyone, especially after the draw. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are some options, but, I mean, you'd think that he is as good as they say. The slipper is such a wonderful day, and I absolutely love it. I'll have to text you Uncle Laurie's tips because I forgot to dig into my phone in the break, but I'll text you it and you can tell everyone,
yep.
Mido. But, yeah, I mean, it's Storm Boy seems to be the one that they're all coming for, and you know, if it all plays out the way it should. What did you say the track was?
Soft five.
Mm.
Ideal.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Mm. I know they said he missed the jump last start, and that what is it, gate three? He might struggle a little bit, but two. But, yeah, they'll have him up. They'll have him rizzed up, ready to go.
Vonnie, you have a sensational weekend. It was great to see you at the lunch as well last Friday.
Oh, how did everyone pull up?
Average, in a word.
It was such a wonderful event. Congratulations, and well done to all of the fans who got there and, you know, everyone makes such a big effort to come from far and wide, and you've really got the best listeners. So, yeah, well done.
Good on you, Vonnie. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, boys.